My name is Paul Graham. I'm the lead teaching pastor here at Lakeside. If you don't know me, we're glad to have so many guests this evening. And I was planning on having an object lesson here. I was going to have the manger up here, and then I saw all the flames. And I thought maybe a manger full of hay was not a good idea with all the fire around. So you'll just have to imagine, if you will, that there is a manger here and that the nativity scene is around us. I was also going to have the kids come up and gather around. And then I thought kids and fire and hay probably wouldn't go well. So I thought, okay, I'll do it a little bit different. You'll just have to use your imagination with me, that there is a manger here and that Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the animals are gathered around. And if you want to put them in there, put the wise men in there. They weren't there, by the way. They came later. But if you want to put the wise men in there, you can put them in too. But what they were all doing and what everyone is doing at that nativity scene, and you've seen them on your, you know, in your living room and by your Christmas tree and out at the malls and places like that, is everybody is looking at the manger. They're all just looking at the child that's in the manger. They're beholding what has transpired before them. And in 1 John 3:1, you're going to get a memory verse. 1 John 3:1, you have to say it with me after I I'll get you warmed up to it. John, disciple of Jesus, says late in his life, he's talking to his Christian friends. He's very, very old. He's been to the Isle of Patmos. He's been persecuted. He's walked with Jesus for years. And he says, as he's writing very late in his life to his Christian friends, he says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God." So I'll say it again. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God." Okay, one more time. See if you can all do it now. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God." And that's what's taking place at the Nativity. Everybody's just beholding the manner of God's love. Now, what is John doing there? He's extorting these Christian friends of his. He's encouraging them to behold, to just stand back and look and take in the manner of God's love. Now, it's just one verse, but I'm going to squeeze 3 points out of it tonight, okay? He's extorting us to behold, to see what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us to call us children of God. What does he want us to see? Well, first of all, I mean, he breaks out with behold, which is such a great word. But beyond saying behold and look at this, he says, what manner of love is this? This is the first point. The way in which John speaks of the love of God. What manner of love is this? It's actually an idiom. It's a Greek idiom. It's patapos. It means, from what country does this come from? And so, I don't know, when we were kids, if somebody said something really weird or something was just like totally out of the ordinary, we would say something like, "What planet are you from?" Right? You guys use that phrase? I don't know if that's a cool thing anymore, but we used to say that. Like, "What planet are you from?" Or what color's the sky in your world?" Right? And that's kind of like this idiom. It's like a phrase in the Greek that means, like, from what country does this love come from? Like, what planet is this love from? It is so foreign. It is a foreign kind of love. It's a love like of which we don't have a manner of it here in this country. And so John is saying, behold, what manner of love is this? What foreign love, what unheard of love that we don't have any example of here has the Father bestowed on us? So that's the first emphasis that John makes, is using this idiom to basically say, from what foreign country has this amazing love come from? It's like nothing we've ever seen before. It's a love that we can barely comprehend. It's so different than our love. And then secondly is the imagery that John uses with the love. It's this foreign love. And then he says, what manner of love has the Father bestowed on us? He's granted it to us. He's bestowed it on us as a gift. Now, normally we think of love as an action. We love someone. But here the context is love that is given. In other words, love is like a gift. It's like a noun. It's bestowed on us. It's given to us as though it's a thing. It's an action, but it's also a thing. Now, where do we normally think of love being given to another person? Most commonly, we think about it in marriage. We think of a marriage covenant. When someone gives their love to someone else, they give their love to that person like they give it to nobody else. It's a special kind of love only for them. Or at least it's supposed to be, right? In our world, it doesn't always work out that way. But in God's world, it always works out that way. When God bestows his love on us like a gift, it is his love that he gives to us, especially for us. For me, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you, for you. God has bestowed his love. He's given it to us as a gift. He's bestowed it on us. Just like a marriage covenant. It's given to us like no one else. And so that's powerful imagery. It is, what manner of love is this? This otherworldly, foreign love that is then given to us. Very specially gifted to us like to no other. The other way we think of giving our love or bestowing our love on people is in adoption. When we think about adopting a child, when you give your love to a child who's not your own child, not flesh and blood, but who needs your love, they lack the love of a family, and so you bestow to them as a gift your love. Even though they are foreign technically to your family, your love brings them in and makes them a part of your family. That's how God's love is bestowed on us. And in fact, the Bible uses both of those imageries of covenant-like marriage love of God and adoption and childlike adoption of love. But this love goes beyond that, because John says, what manner of love is this? I lost my spot. Got to find the right verse. That we should be called children of God. Now, it's not just children as in adopted. It's true that the Bible says we are adopted. But John 5:1, he goes on later on in his letter to say it this way: whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. So we are literally spiritually born of God. Not just adopted, that language is used as well, we're adopted, but we're also born of God and brothers and sisters to Christ. It says in Romans 8:29, for whom God foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he, the Son, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Many brothers and sisters are going to come alongside Jesus Christ. So first of all, it's this otherworldly love that's then bestowed on us so that we might become children of God. Not just adopted, not just part of his extended family, but literally brothers and sisters of Christ. And God planned it before the foundation of the earth that Jesus would have many brothers and sisters by a new birth and be given his very nature, a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation, and old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So that's what this nativity scene is about. When everybody's standing around, the shepherds and the sheep and the cows and the donkeys and Mary and Joseph and everybody, and the angel and everybody in that nativity scene, when you go see your nativity scene and they're all standing there and they're looking, they're beholding the manner of God's love. Because this was the manner of God's love. This was the otherworldly, foreign, alien to us love that he bestowed on us. He bestowed his Son. Foreign from us, alien to us, from another place that we can never reach, the Son came down to bestow the love of the Father on us, a love that makes us children of God. And so the disciple John, like I say, he's 80, 90, I don't know how old he is at the point when he's writing this letter. It's very late in his life, just before his death. And he's writing this letter to his dear Christian friends. And he's saying, friends, I just want you to behold the manner of love that the Father has bestowed on us, that we might be children of God, that he's made us his children. That is the love of God made manifest. He says in chapter 4 of the same letter, in this the love of God was made manifest. That word manifest means made it real, made it tangible, made it real. The love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. That is the love of God. That is good news. That is great news. I mean, that's why the world has been making such a big deal about Christmas for as long as we've been making such a big deal about it. There is nothing else that you could make a bigger deal about except maybe Easter, which is coming. So come back at Easter and we'll do this all again, twice, Good Friday and Easter. But we make a big deal about Christmas because we at this time get to behold. We get to see like at no other time the manner of God's love to us in sending his son. And so the good news, the great news of Christmas is that anyone who comes to this Jesus that we are beholding in the manger, anyone that lets go of their sin and gives up their rebellion and believes in him as the only hope to be made right with God, they will never be rejected. But God will put his nature on you and he will make you his child. And if you have any questions about that and about the Christian faith or what's going on, I just want to take one moment here and tell you that in January, on January 12th, we're starting a little series, only 6 weeks long, on Sunday nights, January 12th. It's called The Bridge Talks. And I'll be hosting it, and we'll get to talk about all the big questions of Christianity and God. So if you have any question about whether God loves you and how God loves you, come to The Bridge Talks on January 12th. Pick up one of these in the lobby, and you can get it. But this is the love that we behold. And we basically ask, where does this love come from? What manner of love is it? What far country does it come to us from? And how can we understand it? We can't understand it. We can only receive it as God gives it to us freely as a gift. We lay down our selfishness, our pride, our rebellion, and we accept the love of God in the form of his son, Jesus. That's what we do at Christmas. God bless you all.